Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup with a couple great guys, Cal and Eric Sheets from Cal's Custom Reels. And boy, what a great prize they brought today.
Ooh, you're right? Not kidding, man. If you didn't hear the beginning of the show, these guys so generously brought us prizes for two. We're going to have two lucky winners at the end of the show today. You're each going to win a custom reel building that's known as blueprinting. It's going to be good for a Shimano Talica or a Speedmaster, two-speed lever drag reel, or the Pen Fathom or Pen Torque in the two-speed lever drag version. So, wow. I mean, a rad service. We've obviously been talking about it. Yeah, two lucky callers are going to get one reel just matched out, dialed for what they like to go do and their style of fishing.
And then if they want to do additional services, handles, gears, you'll do that while it's there.
Respect or whatever.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Wow. Fantastic. Well, we sure appreciate that. And what a great show it's been so far.
Man, it really has. So much fun information. It's been a very busy morning this morning. The phones are still packed up. If you want to get through on the phones, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Or shoot us a text. The texts have been pouring in. We're going to read a lot of texts here in the second hour. Again, text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. As soon as you fire up the app, you'll see right on there one of the first buttons. Text the show and send us a question. We'd love to read it.
All right, so we're having a little bit of technical issue to get Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. We'll get that up and going here. Very, very. Okay, so we do have him now.
Okay,
so
let's talk to Mark. It's time for that catch report and our fishdope.com report today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company with products for serious sport fishermen. If you're looking for a better way to get bit on those finicky tuna, make your own seamless top shots all the way down to 40-pound fluorocarbon with the Sato Crimp system. It's easy, cost-effective, and big fish-proof. It's all about bait presentation, and that Sato Crimp system will give you a seamless, easy-to-cast connection. Get Sato Crimps and supplies at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Lining Tackle and the Longfin. Check out Sato. That is a slick, slick kit for your big fish fishing. And let's talk to the man.
Actually, we're still working on getting him here, but I just want to mention the Sato Crimp system. Such a great system. You guys like it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cal's made a few of them.
Quite a few of them.
Yeah. And the nice thing is when you do it yourself, you know it's right, right?
I mean, nobody else to blame.
You have nobody. If something goes wrong in the thing, and the thing is, it's so easy, it's almost foolproof.
Yeah. It's so easy that it scares you when you first start doing it, that it's like, there's no way this little piece of metal and me squeezing this pair of pliers is going to put a 200-pounder on there, but
proven.
Damn it, it works.
They work.
It works. It's the default big line connection system that we use at Fisherman's Lining Tackle. Yeah. And at this point, thousands of big fish have been taken on it, and the track record is just perfect. Make sure you're putting the right size crimp and you're doing everything the right way, and if you follow the instructions, you will have a seamless, castable big fish. And we're talking short top shots, the type of thing where that connection is under extreme pressure.
When
you're talking 100 and 130-pound, you know, fluorocarbon top shots, and you're only fishing 15 feet, like, you're demanding a lot on your connection, and there's nothing like a Sato. I love it.
It works. And Darren Doy, who's taken over from 310 Rodworks, who's taken it over from Gary Sato. Gary's still advising, but he's doing a great job with the product.
Seamless. I mean, we bought them all from Gary. Now we buy them all from Darren, and it's the same quality and the same product, and everything has just been, you know, it's one of those smooth transitions that, you know, we used to call that number. Now we call this number for it, and it's still the same quality.
Well, while we're waiting to get Mark on the line here, let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
You got it. How about we talk to John, who's calling us from Los Alamitos this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. It's such a beautiful day here in Seal Beach or Los Alamitos, but I just wanted to say I got some Talica 12s. I really enjoy them. And can you help those out? and put a 250 handle on a Talica 12?
Well, I don't know. That might be a little bit too big size-wise for that. I mean, I wouldn't recommend that one, but there we could definitely put something longer on there for you, yeah.
That Talica 12 is such a great reel, though.
I know.
You can catch a lot of big fish on that reel.
Right.
Yeah, just the way it, just pretty much the way it is. Do you necessarily do anything to that?
Oh, we absolutely do. In fact, we even have lower low gears. I've got customers with 200-pound bluefin on Talica 12.
On a Talica 12?
16, fishing 80.
Wow. Fishing 80. And so what's the lower low gear on that? Remember?
I don't remember. It's about 25% less than
like
what 1. The gear is.
1.8 or something.
No, it's about, I think it's 2.2 or 2.3 or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. You got to remember the spool is shorter.
Smaller diameter spool.
So your lower gear ratios tend to be higher when your spools are so short because it still takes a lot of, it takes multiple revolutions of the spool to get the same amount of line coming in.
Yeah. Very good. Hey.
But think about this. And the only reason I say, Pete, because you've been in that scenario a bunch of times. How about fishing Guadalupe when you're trying to fly line a sardine with 40 and 50 pound tackle, but potentially having to fight 125 or 150 pound yellowfin at the loop? How nice it is to have a little bit of extra oomph out of that reel. You know, even though it's a small reel that fits in your hand, you might be calling on that thing to do some pretty serious big fish fishing.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. So when you earlier a caller said that you can fly line your sardine better, would that hold true also, like Ricky's talking about? Is sometimes getting that lively sardine out there at Guadalupe is a key deal.
Oh, absolutely.
And a Talica 12, Talica 16.
They're great reels. Out of the box, but we kind of clean them up a little bit.
So you can actually get better free spool? Because the free spool's already pretty solid.
Free spool's pretty doggone good, but yes. I mean, we don't change the bearings unless they're bad, okay? But we have some little go juice that we put into the bearing so it does spin a little freer. We make sure that there's enough clearances so that you get a little bit better free spool, stuff like that. So we definitely, yes, we do play. Each reel is different because of tolerances, and we do a little bit of this and that, and we do get a little bit better free spool.
There you go. Hey.
It's time. It's time to find out what's biting out there. We got everything cleared up, and it's time for our catch report and our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line right now. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Cal, Eric. Yeah, a little hitching to get along there, but no big deal.
Yeah, got you now.
Yeah, loud and clear. Here we go. So, yeah, but it's worth waiting for. We've got a good report for you.
So,
yeah, here we are, mid-January, and, you know, outside yesterday afternoon, it felt more like midsummer. I couldn't believe how hot it was up here. It was crazy. And flat calm. So, it's, but you better take advantage, guys, because it's not going to last. We've got some interesting changes coming there for the first of the week. But anyway, so starting local, you know, it's been pretty darn good bass fishing here local. More sand bass and calico bass always is at this time of year. And it's definitely been a little bit deeper water scenario, especially with this big swell kind of wrecking the shallow water situation. But that deeper structure, like 80 to 130 feet, 140 feet like that, is really where a lot of that big sand bass has moved out to. A heavier redhead with the squid is a good way to go. And also of note, we've got some squid starting to show up again here local, from kind of like outside the rigs down toward the pipe there. It's worth a look if you want to look to catch some bait. Hopefully there'll be a little bit of that sea bass followed in. It usually does. Over at Catalina, here we go, guys. You know, we've had a little uptick in action across the board. Halibut, sea bass, and big yellows all made the scene there, snapping a little bit. So the squid situation, there's been a little dab on the front up toward the isthmus there like that, a little bit backside west, and then mostly backside east is where the main volume it's been. Some days there's a decent amount. Some days there's next to nothing. So, and the seal factor, regardless of the volume of squid, the seal situation is horrible. So you want to get started eat early as possible. Maybe you'll get a little flyby there and get a whack with another crowder and get some bait to fish with. But there's been some really good grade yellows on the bait grounds there, and congratulations to you, Pete, on those ones you got, man. You got some beauties.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of sea bass scattered along the kelp lines. And then there's been some decent halibut fishing, and most of that halibut, there's a little bit out there deeper, but most of it's been up pretty darn shallow, 20, 30 feet of water like that. And again, with a swell, you want to be very careful. poking around up shallow. So overall, you know, it's hardly wide open, but it is January, and it's much better than what we've seen, and it's a good start to a new season, and it's going to do nothing other than get better and better.
You know, no question. We were over there this week on field research and had just a wonderful trip. And it was just, you know, we were just all pinching ourselves, just going, this is January. And we're out here catching yellowtail and lobsters and halibut and sand bass. And just
crazy.
Just,
so
and rad. Squid. And it just a fun time. Good, certainly a good COVID getaway, I can tell you that for sure.
I can imagine, yeah.
But they... fishdope.com, of course, Danny and the boys always have the great information on all the contacts, how to buy some squid, because when the night we were there, it didn't want to float too well for us, so if you could have bought some, we would have paid heartily for that, because working hard for it.
It's always the best way to make squid is with your wallet.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And they have all that information for you, if it's available, if it's not available. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. Hook up now is your $20 code on fishdope.com. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And the phone number at the store, and you definitely want to call first with all this crazy stuff going on. It's area code 714-840-4262. And the website is pacificedgetackle.com.
Perfect.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Mark Wish, Pacific Edge. Appreciate that. While we're waiting for Marcos, I have a text
all right.
coming through, and this is from our buddy Hills in Ventura. And it's a good question because I always kind of wonder about
this. I like
this
one, too.
Yeah. It says, Hills in Ventura says, two small holes on the bottom of the side plates. Are they drain holes? Do they need to point down when you're rinsing? What are those two holes? And what is
they're yeah. drain? Okay. They're just drain holes.
So when you're rinsing them, do you need to have your reels pointing down, or does
it
matter?
Well, you just try to be careful. You don't get too much water in them anyway. Okay. But once you've rinsed your reels, do not set them with the left side plate down and the handle up. Always set them on the frame. Set them.
That's good.
Like well, the same way you were fishing them, like sitting. You know,
yeah. Set it with the handle up or the handle down.
No, neither.
Neither.
Set them.
Well,
on the frame.
I guess you could still be handle up, but you just don't want it. You don't want it side plate up or side plate down.
Okay.
You want the reel.
Either reel up or reel down.
Yeah.
Straight up or
yeah,
down.
Yeah, because if you put your handle straight up, you actually, if you had excess water on your line and stuff like that, you could actually get water inside your reel, and it could mm-hmm. Hinder or ruin a bearing or something else like that. Yeah.
Run
so
to
what
the center and run down the shaft and down through the bearings.
Yeah.
So if you just lay it.
Set the reel right on the reel foot.
Right on the foot or like that, and then the water will run around the spool and frame and run out that way.
What about laying them like on a rail or something like that, or on the rail?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure, yeah.
Is that okay?
That's fine because your reel is parallel across.
Okay. All right.
That way there the water doesn't get into either end.
Just don't set it on either side.
And that's a good tip, though, because I know that I'm guilty of throwing it on the side plate and leaving it sit there.
Oh,
you know,
you're on. It doesn't go anywhere.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah, and we've also, like, when we take the reels off, like on a long-range trip, when we come out of the restroom washing them off and stuff, we'll take them out on the deck and put them into gear and turn that handle real quick, low gear, high gear, stuff like that, and see if you can throw off a bunch of water.
Okay.
Just
get the excess
getting
water.
Rid of that excess water. And, yeah, definitely don't put them in a bucket. I mean, we get calls, guys.
Don't put them in a bucket, huh?
God,
yeah,
please, no.
Once a month,
no?
We get a call from guys. So it's just, it's...
Never put your reel in a bucket.
No.
Not a good idea.
I had a guy say, well, I only did it for a second. I said, hey, I'm just telling you from the guy that worked on it, inside the reel, there was water.
Yeah. Well, we open it up 2-3 weeks later, and there's
still
water still inside.
Yeah. So those two holes on the bottom, do you ever want to put lubricant in there?
No. There's no need for it.
No need to. It doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do anything.
Other than get up against your spool, slow down to free spool.
Okay, so don't do that either. Okay, I always think, well, geez, put a little lube in here. Why not, right?
No.
No, don't do that.
People always say that. Because, the old pen reels, there was the little, oil port. People would be like, well, what kind of oil should I use in these? Just don't ever. Just use this thing until it's not working good and then send it to Cal.
Yeah, good. All right, let's continue our catch report.
We have
him back. Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
The new home of the players.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Marcos?
Yeah, Frank made the big announcement this morning, Marcos.
Yeah, that's coming up pretty quick here. Then getting ready to, run some more trips. So Staying busy here. It's a little slow on the fishing end. You know, it's January, February, a little restricted locally, but they're still seeing some decent bass fishing. And always pay attention to those counts. They may release a lot of bass, but catching a 13.5-inch bass is still fun, even if it's not 14 inches and you don't get to take it home. So definitely check out the Sea Watcher schedule. We've got a little modified schedule this time of the year to kind of account for the limited travel and just being a little slower in general. But during the week, we're running 9 o'clock departures. We're only running one trip a day for those half days. On the weekends, our normal schedule, 6 and 12:30 departures. So definitely check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there. The Tribute has some call net trip schedule up there, and those have been filling up pretty quick, so he may add some more in there. So keep an eye out on that. Just call the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out. And wish I had a little bit more information for you, but everyone's taking a nice needed rest right now. Boat doing boat work, you know, getting everything set for the upcoming season, because hopefully we have another great season like we just had there.
We're ready for that. And are you ready for the Polaris Supreme to join you?
Absolutely. You know, it's always nice to get a new boat in here, get some new faces in, and get you guys out there. You know, we try to get the best boats we can in here, and I think they're going to do a great job. So,
are you going to miss Mike Gogger on the phones there? He's going to be working the Supreme, huh?
He's going to be working with them. Yeah, unfortunately, we haven't seen much of Mike this summer, but we still talk to him occasionally, and I'm sure we'll still get to talk to him a lot with him doing all this stuff for the Polaris Supreme there.
That's good news. Yeah, we're excited for you, Marcos. Another great addition to an already great team. We'll appreciate that. Glad to hear there's some good local bass fishing going on. And like you say, getting everything ship-shaped for when this tuna rolls right back around again. So appreciate a great report as always, buddy. Always good to hear from you. And we will look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks, Marcos. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored in part by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and that custom bluefin and yellowfin knife from Anza. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and it's much easier to sharpen. Anza knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series available at Fisherman's Processing.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
All right, Cheer from Cardiff is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Cheer?
Well, good morning, gentlemen, Pete, Rick, and Cal and Eric, thank you for, first of all, working on my reels this year. And two things, or three things, actually. One is that deal with Dave from Poway and his reel, don't worry about it. We'll get together anyway. Whenever it's ready.
You guys are always just looking for an excuse.
Cal, exactly.
Yeah. Go do your thing. We'll get together. We're buds.
And it's pretty funny. It usually takes about three or four of them to come pick up one guy's reel.
That's great. You got to get the gang together.
Well, yeah. That's cool. We have a fun place to go get something to eat out there in Rainbow, and it's a really fun time. And
that's cool.
Anyway, and for people who haven't experienced having their reels worked on by Cal and Eric, you know, all I want to say is that, you know, it says Cal's custom two-speed reels. Well, the custom should be customer service, because, my gosh, when I showed up there for the first time with my 12 and 16 to be worked on, oh, my goodness. You guys, I didn't know what to say. I mean, I'm a pretty good fisherman, but, you know, you guys asked all the right questions to pull out of me how I fish and what I need. And in the end result, you know, I ended up with two fantastic reels that helped me catch a bunch of bluefin and yellowfin this year. And it was just, it was amazing. And then when I took my 20 out, it was like, I mean, we really went to school and got it just where I wanted it. So
thank you very much.
Yeah. And the fun of being with you guys is amazing.
Well, Cal loves showing off his hot rod cars, too. So, I mean, it doesn't take much to get him going. And then Nancy comes out with the T-Bird. And so, I mean, it doesn't take much to get them started.
Cal and Nancy's car, vintage car collection,
well,
right?
He's got his Diamond T tow truck there also.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Wow. That's right.
Very nice.
But, hey, and the last thing is with you know, that guy, Scott, who called up, I was on that trip, too, and Scott, he's a big dude. You know, he's not a little guy. Scott's a big, strong, he was in perfect condition to catch that 350 or 340, you know, and he had a low gear. and he's telling everybody how much that works. Even if you're a big, strong guy, that low gear is money. So anyway, and at some point, gentlemen, please tell some stories about your big bluefin and what kind of drags you guys run on those. Anyway, I'm done, fellas.
Yeah,
all right, cheers.
So we'll have fun.
Thanks for
that.
The call.
Thank
all right,
you.
Well, you so. What about your big bluefin?
So this year we missed out on going to PEI with everybody that missed so many trips and going to, doing their stuff this summer. But, yeah, each year for the past 6-7 years, we've gone back to Prince Edward Island to pull on some pretty big fish. Cal's got a picture in the office there of one that we took that really wasn't one of our biggest ones, but it weighed 700 pounds. And there's a picture of him standing next to it. It is just ridiculous. I mean, I've, you know, my dad and I have both caught ones 9, 950. We have a great friend of ours that goes every year, Lloyd. He caught one that was probably close to 1,100 pounds. It was just, jeez, it was ridiculous when it came up, and it was just, you know, it gives me goosebumps right now even thinking about it, you know, and everything. But it's, there's some big fish out there, and it's fun, and we're fishing. So cool.
And the nice thing about it is, other than we did last time we went, we did have 3 kill tags. But it's the first time in 6 years. Is most of 99% of the time they're released and we get to see them swim away.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous animals.
That's
gorgeous
cool.
animals.
Yeah, I'll bet that's really
now.
Cool
what kind
experience.
Of gear are you using to catch a fish of that size?
We use 70s and 80s. Mine are tuned. Well, actually, what we did on the 70, because they now have an adjustable strike system on them where you can put multiple stops. We put a stop for me, and then we put a stop for Eric. But Eric seems to always go over the strikes, and he just goes to full, which is about
70 to 75
pounds of drag.
Come on.
And you're
75
not, and you're not,
pounds of drag.
And
yes.
You're not, and the rails are so low, you're not doing it that way. You're doing it kind of old school with the harness
wow.
and stuff like that. And it's...
What's it like to be attached to a fish that can peel off 75 pounds of drag?
I'm going to tell the story. About 4 years ago, he was fishing 80 pounds of drag. And we had a big one on. It was estimated at around 950. And he had been fighting it from about 60 to 80 pounds of drag most of the time. Got it up. He was out maybe 100 feet out from the boat. And our leader is a 20-foot fluorocarbon leader. So he says, okay. And he shoves it to full. I'll take care of this. About 3 cranks, and then I hear this, oh, yeah! And he goes all the way to the rail. It takes 200 feet of line off that reel with 80 pounds of drag, and he's just moaning.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's classic.
That is cool.
Hey, Fred from Idaho texted us. He wants your opinion on desalting products. That's a good question.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people say, well, I'll spray the
Salt-X and stuff like that.
Or whatever.
You know, I've used it years ago. I think it does well. It doesn't hurt anything.
Okay.
It seems to work fine. I have never seen a
don't
problem
immerse,
with it.
Though.
No. Just spray it on, stuff like that. Yeah, it keeps the salt from building up on your reels and stuff like that. It works fine. Doesn't hurt a thing.
Cool.
All right.
Well, this is another fun text that came through from my buddy Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing.
Ah.
He said, hey, I heard Cal and Eric mention that they work on Akuma brand reels and others. I was wondering if they do any upgrades for the Komodo series, which is a star drag single speed. The 300 or 400 series, he said, speed is the name of our game for stick baits. I was wondering if it's possible to get more speed out of my Akuma Komodo.
Yeah, at this point, no, we haven't. You know, I'm not going to say we won't ever, mm-hmm. but we just haven't. The rest of the lever drag reels has really kept us busy over the years and stuff. So
that's what you guys work on, lever drag two-speed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it. Brian from Arupa Valley is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Brian?
Morning, guys. I just had a couple questions. I got Talica, and I bought a couple Fathoms this year, and I really like the Fathoms because they fit my hand really well. Well, I was just wondering about the materials. What's the difference between the materials used in the Fathom and the Talica and the strength of the reels? And the other question was gear ratio. If you change to a lower gear ratio, do you have to have a lower high-speed ratio also?
That's a good question.
No, the gears on the Fathoms and Torx, which are independent, so you can just change low gears or you can just change high gears. The Torx and the Shimano Talikas are all, I'm going to say, a top quality aluminum forgings or castings or bar stock materials. The Fathom are not quite as quality of material, but you're looking at a reel that's less than half the price. So that's part of your. To be honest, I've been fishing a lot of Fathoms down in San Jose because I fish Pongas and stuff gets beat up in Pongas.
Yeah.
So I take the Fathom, which basically has the same drag system, same bearings, gearing, and everything else as the Torx. Most of the parts are actually almost interchangeable. So I've been using those because it's just, if I drop one overboard or, you know, things happen on Pongas that don't happen on big boats as much. And so I have gone to the Fathoms, and I have Torx also, and I also have the Talikas. They're all your higher-end cost reels will use a little higher-end materials to be manufactured, okay? Your less expensive reel, they have to cut the prices somewhere. Most of it is in like the frames and the side plates and stuff like that. The gearing on both Talikas and Pens are very good quality gear on their less expensive one as it is on their more expensive.
So like on a Talika Speedmaster,
the gearing is basically the same. Yeah. When you start to get into the bearings and some of the other things, that's where your quality, that's where they have to cut their costs somehow to be able to sell you a reel at that price. So, you know, if you use a Speedmaster and you're not trying to push it, it'll hold up just fine. It's to be honest, it's the guy who buys it and then tries to push it where you may have a little more problems with that and like the Fathom to the Torx.
As long as they don't overfish it, you know, when he says
push
it. Because out here on the West Coast, we overfish anything we can, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's just the way it is.
A 20 size reel, whether it be a Fathom 40 Narrow or a Talika 20, those were never intended to catch a 300-pound tuna. That was never
correct.
The intention of that reel.
No.
The problem is they made them so good that you kind of can, especially with some modification for you guys, but never was that the intention of a reel
size. No, that was an entry-level type two-speed reels that were made for the average guy going out and catching smaller tuna, yellowtail, and everything else. And we found out they hold up pretty doggone good.
The problem is they made them too good.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. More of your phone calls, more texts, and more great information with the boys from Cal's. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safari Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable covered heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge over overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's Yamaha's Power of Reliability sales event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $1,500 in dealer credit or 2 years of Yamaha extended warranty protection. Yamaha. Reliability starts here.
Offering March 7, 2021. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service contract added to Yamaha factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time with Eric and Cal Sheets in here this morning talking custom two-speed reels.
Yes, we are.
This is awesome, man.
Yeah, and I got to throw out a huge kudo to Bill and the gang over at Pacific Coast Sport Fishing for a great issue this month. Great article on the Samurai, Brian Kuhar, our good friend from
really
the American
good,
Angler. Really nice article, nice history. And then an amazing article on Dr. Marty Morris and Ken, too, and the whole family. And I mean, just... I knew they were a fishy family, but
that
if you read
so
that article,
cool.
It just blows you away.
I think that was a Gary Graham article, and
yeah.
It was just really, really well done.
Yeah.
I like Ken a lot. Ken worked in the tackle store when he was doing it, at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, when he was doing his residency for becoming a doctor. And Marty shopped in the shop all the time, and I always really liked those guys, and I've always considered them good friends. And I had no
idea. Fishing physicians.
Yeah, I just had no idea that it was to in depth. It was a great article.
Yeah, really great. And then. Hoos did a great job with the Kiyohara
so
article.
Good.
So
yeah, I read that.
Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Magazine, this month's edition. Check it out. And Bill, keep up the great work over
there.
Yeah,
that was a good one. All right. Well, hey, the phones are absolutely packed up. If you want to get through, this is the first time since the beginning of the show that we've had one phone line open. If you want it, it's 213-432-1090. In the meantime, let's jump into the rest of those jam-packed phones and start with Bob, who's calling us from Lakeside this morning. What's up, Bob? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Last week's show was amazing. That tribute to Jack was just really amazing. And
thank you.
I was really kind of blown away by all of the all of the stories about Jack and Dell. But
and we just got a fraction of them in.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know. My question for Ken: I've got a Fathom 60, and I also have an Avid JX 2-speed. I want to know if I can actually grease the drags on the Avid, and I want to know if there's a possibility of taking that crossbar off the top of the Penn Fathom 60 and make it topless.
Yes, you can. On the Fathom 60, you can take the top bar off, but I highly don't recommend it. That reel is so wide, okay, and If unless you're fishing it quite light, you know, 40, 50-pound test. But if you're trying to fish 60 or above, I highly don't recommend taking that crossbar off.
We used to have, that was a big thing, was you doing the topless modifications of the Tiagras, but you always liked doing it on the standard width reels, never the wides. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
And you said even when doing that, that you would lose some of your drag pressure when you
yes,
did that?
Yes. Yeah. Now, the Fathoms, actually, you won't because it is a drawbar type.
Okay.
But it just, it is not... You've got a lighter duty reel, and it's so wide, I highly not recommend taking that bar off.
You did a couple Tiagras for me, the narrows. I think it was a 50 narrow and a 30 narrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That reel is so awesome. Both of them are amazing. Yeah, when you do that, it just makes it a Southern California big game reel.
Yeah, well, that's what nowadays a lot of you've got your Talicas now,
which we have kind of replaced it,
as you said, and they are a topless reel.
Yeah, yeah.
When you go on a long range trip, your Talica is, you know, is the Ferrari, it's a Lamborghini, you know, it's the souped up reel. But every time when I bring those, the crew members are always like, "Ooh, that thing's cool. That topless Tiago." Because it's an F-150. You know what I mean? Like, that thing is a pickup truck, and it's never going to go down. It's never going to break. Like, those things are...
Yeah. So if you have a...
They're maintenance-free, basically.
Yeah. Right. If you have a narrow Tiagra 30 or 50...
16.
16, and you want to take that crossbar...
Yes, we can highly recommend that.
Yeah. But with that said, it's probably good to have you guys then do the drag work because you're going to lose a little bit once you do that.
We have to modify it a little bit inside and kick it up a little bit heavier because it loses a little bit of drag with that and stuff. So, but we can get the job done with that,
That's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Scott Cox, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was just the Abbott. The Abbott come with a dry drag? Can you grease the drags in the Abbott?
Yes,
reel?
I do grease drags on Abbotts.
Do you know grease?
Oh, okay. Cow's grease.
Yes, and we do it. One thing when you use a grease drag, always when you service it, don't just re-grease it. Clean the drag very, very well before you re-grease it.
Okay.
Reason being, carbon fiber, when it's being used, kind of breaks up a little bit. You get a little bit of material coming off. And if you just re-grease it, you're just making a lapping compound. So always, if you grease your drags, clean them very good before you re-grease so that you get rid of all that little compound in there.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Bob. Appreciate that very much. Our master photographer, Scott Cox, sent a text. Said, what is the number one most common problem you see when you receive a customer's reel? Good question.
Yeah, that's a great question.
You know, they're really all different. I mean, like what we were talking about, there isn't one specific thing. You know, with us trying to custom fit each person, you know, they just vary.
Do you get problem reels, or you're mostly
occasionally,
we do.
But not all, not we very do. Often.
Yeah. We do, yeah, for sure we do.
Like, what would be a common problem?
Somebody took it apart and didn't know how to put it back together.
Oh, the reel in the bag?
Yeah. No, they'll come together, but they won't work.
Once a month, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I put this back together, but I got three extra seat clips, and I don't know where they go, so good luck.
So I have another question. Okay, Cal, you the master, you built this whole Cal. How is your disciple, Eric? I mean, is he up to task to take over?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
I mean, we just got done with a project for Kuma. Okay?
Yeah.
And they were having a little difficulty with something. And I said, well, okay, we'll send the reels down and we'll go through and see what we can find. Eric opened the first one up and he says, Dad, here's the problem.
Wow.
Just like that. As soon as he opened it up.
So you've learned well.
Right? From the master.
Yeah, from the master.
Don't tell him that.
Sensei.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. I dig it. Well, I got a fun text. This one, because you guys had mentioned Spectra, says, good morning, boys. What is the correct way to attach Spectra to the reel? Do you tie straight to the spool, or do you use a mono cushion on the bottom? And also, should you add tape? Also, how much Cal's grease can I add to drags on older reels that were supposed to be dry or originally were dry?
So I was going to say, I'll grab the go ahead and start with
okay that. Well, on the putting the braid on, what we do is we will actually clean your spool, real good. Then we put electrician's tape on the bottom. The reason we use electrician's tape, and it's the plastic type tape, mm-hmm. that it is basically a waterproof tape, and when you take it back off, it cleans real easy. There's other tapes that work just as well, but when you go to take them off, it's forever getting them off the spool. So that's one of the reasons. And then we actually use a carnauba wax. There's also bow shield, guys. There's a lot of different products that can be put on the spool to protect it. We just happen to use carnauba wax.
Carnauba wax.
And,
yeah,
and
just wax
just,
it.
Yeah, just wax it. And then
what's
I
the
don't,
reason for you waxing the spool?
Your corners down in the radiuses, we find a lot of corrosion down there. Once we started doing that, we find very little corrosion, and it just protects the spool. I put it on, let it dry overnight. I don't wipe it off. I just leave it on there.
And when you're talking about corrosion, that's from potentially wet spectra going back. A big fish takes yep. three-quarters of the line off the reel, area that you don't normally see. That line goes back on wet, and it's holding moisture
against
the spool.
And even if you don't get all the way down there, the moisture will soak through. Mm-hmm. Your braid.
And so you applying that wax is just a way of protecting that moisture that's on
yes.
there to keep
yeah.
that from corroding the spool.
Yeah.
You're supposed to take the spectra off once in a while? Really?
Yes.
You are?
Yes, you are, and you know better.
You are? Really?
Don't worry. Don't worry.
When was the last time you did
that, Ricky? I was
going to
say, don't worry, bro. Next time will be my first time, too, so
yeah.
we're fine. We're fine. The last time I took all my spectrums off is when I hooked a big one.
Yeah.
Then I wound it right back on again.
Yeah. Eric, what about the second part of that question?
The second part. Remind me of the reel.
How much drag grease do we apply to a reel that was originally made for a dry drag washer?
Gotcha. Yeah, they all, I mean, each one of these carbon fiber materials are all different. So years ago we started going with the theory less is better. And over the years we've added just a little bit more and a little bit more grease to it. Like on Penn's new, I say new, but it's in the last 15 years, their DuraDrags, they come greased. We grease those heavily. Like on the guy that just called about the Abbott, we do a lot lighter amount on that. So, I mean, what do you think in the amount?
I would say you cover it, but you don't pack a whole lot around it. Mm-hmm. You either cover it, and actually on the AVET, I would cover it, let it sit around for a couple of days, let it soak in, then put a little bit more on. And when you put your reel back together, pull line off of it 4, 5, 6 times, 20, 30 feet of line off it, 4, 5, 6 to break it in. To any excess grease will squeeze out, okay, and it won't be in the way.
All right.
I got one more that I think would be a good one to read. Guy said, this is Goose from Dana Point calling, and my nickname is Lefty. I'll say no more. What are my options?
Learn to fish right-handed.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few choices out there. There's definitely not enough, but, you know, If you wanted to give us a call, we could we can go over.
Yeah. Do you convert?
We convert
some of them, yeah.
Tiagras. We convert the Internationals. The
and
VI
I have an
series.
Idea about possibly doing some Talicas.
And Eric has an idea how we may be able to do Talicas.
But they do make a left-handed Talica?
No.
They don't.
No, that's
okay.
The only problem with left-handed gear. We always say it in the shop. We joked, but we say the same thing. Learn to fish right-handed because lots of entry to mid-level gear is available in left-handed. The problem is once you go to the kind of premium level, it's all right-handed.
Yeah,
you know, and that's
right-handed.
The only problem is if you kind of get started down the path of fishing lefty, then it's tough to upgrade to that highest end of gear. You know, we've got three guys in our tackle store. They're all left-handed, but they just fish traditional right-handed
gear. I'm left-handed.
There you go.
I'm left-handed also.
Yeah, and I fish right-handed. Yeah. It's just the way I learned, right?
Exactly.
It's like, because that was back then, that was all that was available, right?
Cal said, there's the reels. You're going to fish righty if you want to fish.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. Let's go and jump back on the phone.
That
Rick.
Sounds good to me. How about we talk to Steve, who's calling us from Fallbrook this morning. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Your hometown.
Yes.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody, and fellow Fallbrookians, and a belated Happy New Year. I've got a question, and you kind of touched on a little bit, Cal. You mentioned ponga fishing. Do you approach a blueprint differently when it comes to, like, if you're I'm going to go down, I'm hoping to go down in August on a Tony Reyes. And this year, nice. I would prefer to catch the grouper and put it on the boat rather than the grouper putting me in the water. And I've got a fathom 40.
Yep.
And I'm kind of hoping to customizing that, using that as my grouper reel. Do you agree?
That reel will handle it, especially you have plenty of capacity for 80 or 100 pound test braid. We can build the reel so it will fish up to 20 pounds of drag at strike with good free spool. I won't say how much more we get because that does vary, and I feel that's pushing the reel to the limit, and it is available to do that. If you're doing grouper especially, you don't want to be in low gear until you start to get it up a little ways, and once it comes up, you probably don't need the lower low gear on it.
It's just for stopping. Yeah.
But you may want to put a little longer handle on it. Okay. That may do what you want. That probably will do quite well what you want. When you start taking the fathoms and pushing them up to that, when you go to strike, you are going to feel the friction of the load through your bearings. It will physically turn a little harder, which doesn't hurt anything, especially when you got a fish on, you don't know it. That's why we kind of suggest a little longer handle possibly on it. It's a good reel. I use the Fathom 40s quite a bit, and then on a little different note on that reel, Eric came up with an idea, and we make some high-speed gears even for it for Wahoo.
Whoa, cool. There you go. For those that love that Wahoo, like Cal Sheets.
60 inches of line when you turn that.
Come on.
Holy mackerel.
60?
That's pretty good cranking.
That's wild.
You don't want that on a grouper.
Yeah. That did need a longer handle, though, on that one, yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Thank you, Steve.
That's pretty cool. All right.
Thank you.
Let's jump right back into them. This time we're going to talk to John. He's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as always. So I got two questions. So one is, how long does it take you guys to blueprint, like, say, a TAC 20 with the new low gear and the longer handle? And then the second question is, do you guys blueprint, you know, basically all reels that need repair or just kind of need going through and getting new grease and all that stuff? You take them apart and clean them up?
TAC, we are running right now, our lead time is about 4 weeks, maybe six at the most, and that's generally what we do. Occasionally someone will call, I didn't realize I was going to go on a trip, can you push it through for me? And we'll tell you if we can. If we can, we can. If we can't, we can't. The other question about all reels, we actually only work on lever drag reels. We don't work on star drag reels. When my star drag reels need work, they go to Oceanside. Mm-hmm. I just send them to Ken.
Yeah. Ken them to Wes.
Yes. Wes. Excuse me, Wes. Yeah.
Wes at Ken's Custom Reel. Yes. He is the master of... I had a problem with a Talica 40 Narrow, or Trinidad 40 Narrow, and that nobody could ever solve, and Wes solved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. He did it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Have a question from Bill in Chula Vista that says, the reel professors, have you considered giving a class course on reel adaptations for future young entrepreneurs?
Not really. I haven't thought about that. Nope.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're too busy doing reels.
We had another
one fishing.
We had another text that said they wanted to know what's up with the big yellowtail that Justin caught on the website.
Yeah, that was one that so Justin's 30 now. And that's one that he got. And
that's your son.
Yeah. My son Justin's 30, and the picture of him there, I think it's about 55, 56 pound fish. And then my daughter's standing right next to it. Well, she's a grown woman now that just had a baby, so I'm a grandfather.
Hey, all right.
And
congratulations. That means great grandpa,
right,
Cal, next year.
Right. And so
That was one that he caught that was on the Polaris Supreme.
That's cool.
Yeah. That was just way back in the day, probably
I love it.
22, 23 years ago or something like that.
And pretty awesome. Yeah. You kind of had to fish when you grew up, didn't you?
Well, you're a requirement. Yeah, but the thing is, I could never take my kids fishing because Grandpa would do the Grandpa thing. And
Oh, okay.
Dad, he took me out and we went this and we caught a blue marlin and we got a striped. Yeah. Great. All right.
It's hard to take him to the lake to go catch trout when Grandpa's taking him blue marlin fishing in Cabo.
So my turn's coming up there now. Get to spoil my granddaughter.
Well, that's let's try and sneak in one more call.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Chuck calling us from Long Beach. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I got a question. When you go out and you buy a new Speedmaster or Fathom coming out of the box, is there anything we should be doing with it other than putting line on it and going to fish it?
I'd say fish it first. Know what you got. It all depends on what kind of trips you're doing, too. But
fish it. And then if you're not happy with the performance, call Cal and Eric and just say, here's what I'd like
it
to do.
And
that's the idea. Custom reel means you can actually physically pick up the phone and talk to you about it.
Yeah.
And they will dial it in the way you want it.
That's what I like so much about these guys. Yeah. They could easily say, yeah, you have to do this. Yeah. You know, and that's their business, but that's not what they do. Like, if this reel works, keep using it. No problem. We're going to be here when you want something different.
Exactly. Yep. Hey, thanks for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, including finding out what two lucky callers are going to get a custom blueprinting job from Cal's. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parker in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walk around with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
All of us at the American Angler family wanted to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time. The big winners of the two custom blueprintings for those Shimano or pen reels going to Dave in Poway and Brian in Arupa Valley. You got some custom blueprinting coming your way. You're going to be so stoked.
Thank you very much, Cal and Eric. Sure appreciate it. Great show, man. We got to have you more
awesome.
Often. People love
great.
Tinkering with their toys, don't
I know,
they?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what you get to do it all the time.
That's exactly, you know what, even though COVID has hurt everybody, it gave me a little time to, you know, I get the weird questions. Can you do this?
Yeah.
So I sit down and I'm enjoying playing with them, learning to see if I can do something with them.
Yeah. So how do we get a hold of you if we want to have you tweak the reels or do all your magic?
All right. Well, we're in Fallbrook, just off the 15 freeway. Phone number is 626-357-4441. Website is cals2speed.com.
Cal with the number two.
With the number two.
Yes. Cals2speed.com. Great job.
Fun.
Thank you very much. And thank you. Thanks to Andrew in the studio for handling all the phones and the board. And thanks to our buddy Adam for handling the app. We sure appreciate all their support. And tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., we'll be back with Captain Sam Patella from The Invader. Yes, out of Seaforth, Washington. Watch it. Sammy will be in the house. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning.